Cowboy.
This is SB Nation AM.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us, SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM, and it's the Redskins' turn to preview as we continue the NFC East this week. Did the Giants and the Cowboys. Now it's Washington's turn. 7-9 last year, got off to a really good start. At one point, it was 6-3, but then Alex Smith suffered a leg injury. Colt McCoy then suffered a leg injury. If you remember, they even brought in, like, Mark Sanchez to take some snaps. But now they've got a three-way quarterback battle. Alex Smith is going to be a ways away, but they brought in Case Keenum, who played for Denver last year. Colt McCoy is healthy, and now Dwayne Haskins, who they drafted in the first round, the 15th overall pick. Do they go with Haskins to start the season and say, look, he's the quarterback of the future, and we've got two veterans behind him? Or is it now time to look at veteran leadership in both Case Keenum and McCoy and let Haskins ease his way into the NFL? There are always two ways to look at it. Sometimes you let a guy work his way in, but the problem with that is you never really know when his time is going to come. Right? It's kind of a safe play. A lot of times you get a number one pick or first round pick, I should say, and you have to play him immediately because of circumstance. Like the Arizona Cardinals, right? Kyler Murray's the number one pick. It's his offense. It's his team. That's not exactly what Dwayne Haskins is walking into in Washington, but at the same time, if he's your quarterback of the future, sometimes you go, yep, take it and learn the ropes. I remember when Drew Bledsoe got drafted by the Patriots and Bill Parcells, there was talk like, should they start Scott Zolak? But Parcells went, no, we drafted him number one. He's our quarterback. He's the guy. And he was. And you watched him make mistakes that you would hope he would not make again. And that's kind of the rapid growth into becoming a starting quarterback. Sometimes when you baby a guy into that role, we want to make sure he's ready, we want to give him time, he never really develops it, because by the time it is his turn to take it, your expectations are that he won't make any rookie mistakes because he's not a rookie. But he kind of is, because he's never been in that position before. So it's a debatable topic when it comes to quarterbacks, and that's what the Redskins are going to deal with. But how good can this team be in a division? That's winnable for some teams if they put the right team together. Do the Redskins have that right team? Next, SB Nation AM.
This is SB Nation AM. On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us, SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM. We're previewing the Redskins today, NFC East week. We'll have the Philadelphia Eagles tomorrow to wrap it up, and then we'll, on Throwback Thursday, no less. That should be fun. So the Redskins at 7-9 last season. I wanted to bring this up, Ron. Remember 4 or 5 years ago? I want to peg this around 2014, 2015. Remember when the Redskins' name was a big story about whether or not they were going to have to change it?
In fact, worked with a host who refused to have those words uttered on his show and give me a hard time when I would say it.
Really?
Yes.
Remember? Yeah, because that was a thing. There were writers that were like, I won't write that name now.
No, I won't say it. I won't have it anywhere in 10 feet of me.
And I don't think that's a thing in 2019. I don't hear any of this debate anymore.
I think the problem is that when the local tribe in the D.C. area comes down, like, we don't really care.
Yeah.
I think you kind of lose steam after that.
I think that was pretty much it. Like, it was a real big debate. And I always gauge the largeness of a story outside the league when, you know, I see it. My news talk friends want to use it as topics, right? So they'll email me or something. I'm like, hey, fill me in on this Redskins thing. I want to talk about it on my political show, whatever show they're doing. And I'll go, all right, here's the gist of what's going on here, and you know, and whatnot. But I feel like in 2019, it's not as big of a story anymore. Like,
we've moved on to other slang terms that we need to get rid of.
That's right. And Daniel Snyder, to his credit, always said from day one, we're not changing the name. So don't even go there. We're not doing it. And everyone's like, nah, you'll eventually do it. There'll be enough pressure. And there was never enough pressure. And he didn't do it. Now, there was one incident that I thought was going to be a problem for the Redskins was when there was a ruling that said that the Redskins, you could make Washington Redskins stuff, and it didn't have to be NFL official licensed product, right? Like, I can't make a Steelers blanket and sell it, right? Like, it has to be licensed, right? But the trademark somehow was removed so that people could make their own Redskin stuff. And I thought, oh, okay, that's a problem. But it wasn't really going to be a problem because the Redskins are part of their merchandise is collectively taken in. I think Dallas is the only team that's exclusive to that. But the Redskins get a piece of like every Aaron Rodgers jersey that gets sold. They get a small piece of every Marcus Mariota jersey that gets sold. And likewise, other teams get a share of their merchandise. And I also said at the time, I remember going, look, this isn't going to hurt Washington because remember, people really do want, you know, authentic stuff, even if they're paying for it. Like, nobody really wants your, you know, in my house, I'm making Redskins jerseys. They want the official one. They want the jersey with the hologram on the tag. I mean, they'll pay for it because they want it official. And that issue went away. So this was one of those things that I thought, oh, here's the turning point. And there was never a turning point. It's here it is, 2019, and no one's buzzing about it. So, nevertheless, John, the 7-9 last season, 6-3 to start the season. Jay Gruden is, I feel like he's been there forever, right?
Yeah. Doesn't it feel like he's like been like the longest tenured coach under Daniel Snyder?
Absolutely. I don't think, yeah, exactly. Like, remember when they brought back Joe Gibbs and Gibbs was like, I'm out of here.
And then they brought, then Mike Shanahan had a quick little turnaround.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Norv Turner was with the team, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he was the head coach.
Yeah. So Mike Shanahan was the head coach there. Spurrier was the head coach there. So, but yeah, Jay
Gruden hasn't been a coach of the Redskins.
Jay Gruden's been there for a long time. So I don't know. This is a hard team to peg because they've got some good skilled players, but the quarterback position is still up in the air today. Right, Keenum, McCoy, and Haskins are all in camp competing. Now, the Haskins decision will come with two caveats, right? One, he completely outplayed the two veterans in camp. And two, maybe they want the Haskins era to start sooner than later. But I got to think if you have these two veterans, that the lean is to go with them to start the season. I can't imagine Dwayne Haskins getting the start at quarterback if you've got Colt McCoy, who has been a reliable backup for you, and you have Case Keenum, who's, you know, listen, Case Keenum didn't work out in Denver, but he may work out here. But if their idea is we're going to take a rookie, we're going to put him under center from day one, regardless of what it means record-wise, we're going to get this kid NFL ready because he's taking over this franchise, then you should do that with the caveat of, you know, I don't, you know, we could go 4-12. It's hard to get a rookie to take you to a winning season, but I don't know if they're ready to kind of go down that road with the talent that they have. They've got some good players. I mean, Jordan Reed is a good player. They've got a pretty good running game. If Trent Williams does sign a veteran, you got a veteran offensive line. Landon Collins came aboard. So there's a lot, there is some things to like. I mean, I'm not saying that they're, you know, maybe a playoff team, but they're not, dump it all and let a rookie start a quarterback good.
And who's the, God, I'm already forgetting who the cornerback is.
Oh, Josh Norman.
Josh Norman, thank you. Yeah. I mean, he's still with them too. I mean, they have a decent looking secondary.
Yeah. So that's a team, again, I don't know if you want, if you want to hand the keys of that car right now to a rookie. Now, again, rookies are coming in a little bit more prepared than they used to be.
Yeah, but the argument you made, I would give it to Case Keenum, maybe Colt McCoy, just because I always have a soft spot for Colt McCoy. I don't know why. I shouldn't.
Hey, I do. I do, too.
I don't. There's no valid reason why, but there is.
He has had – right. He there have been times where he's played well enough where I went, why isn't he the starter?
Exactly. Well, I mean, what happened? I mean, You can trace this all the way back to college, where he was just killing it, leading his team, and then he can't play in the final bowl game of the year because he broke his leg.
Gets hurt.
Last year, he takes over for, I'm already forgetting.
Alex Smith,
because Alex Smith snapped his leg in half, and he's playing well again, and it looks like, okay, Colt McCoy's finally getting his chance, and then obviously Colt McCoy goes down with an injury.
Yeah.
This guy is just... it's just unlucky. I mean, lucky that he earned a paycheck. He's probably going to make a really great coach someday.
Yeah, probably, right? Yeah,
I don't know, head coach, but definitely assistant coach, offensive coordinator. He's been standing on the sideline for a long time that he's picked up a few things here and there.
And Alex Smith, that injury was as gruesome as it, you know, that was a terrible injury.
But I've always had the soft spot for Colt McCoy.
I have too.
Thought for sure is that, you know, we're going to see, you know, I thought we were going to see something special last year, and then it just, you know, he ended up getting injured. So, but I mean, yeah, to your point, I would start Case Keenum or I would start Colt McCoy. Who's the better of the two? I would sit Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah, I would ease Haskins in. I mean, there is some risk to that because, like I said, sometimes it's better to just jump in the fire. But then putting your toe in the water, if you will.
Yeah, but this quarterback class, no one really stood out as like,
right,
this is the guy to start right away.
That's a great point. I mean, there wasn't really anybody that was, you know, even Kyler Murray, we were kind of like, we'll see.
He was going number one because Cliff Kingsbury said, well, that's the guy.
That's my guy.
And then once he traded away Josh Rosen, you knew, like, well, he better take him now.
And this is the deal. Like, I mean, again, they were a 6-3 football team with Alex Smith. I mean, and Smith, you know, I don't remember Smith throwing for 5 touchdowns a game. I mean, it was a good offense that Smith was managing, and they were 6-3. And then everything kind of fell apart a little bit. So I want to know, like, look, I mean, can either one of the veteran quarterbacks do essentially what Smith did, with some new pieces, some old pieces, whatever, and are they a 6-3 like football team again? I mean, were we playing with a team that was eventually going to be heading into mediocrity anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's the big question.
You know, who Alex Smith reminds me of? Alex, we talked about this earlier. We were talking about Andrew Luck. How Andrew Luck was the number one overall pick, came right into the league and lit the league on fire.
Right,
Alex Smith is that stereotypical number one pick that we know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, who comes in, has all the talent in the world. Maybe he's number one, maybe he's not, I don't know. But has all the talent and, you know, has the weight of the world on his shoulders and just doesn't ever fully deliver. He's been a decent quarterback, but he's never lit the world on fire.
Yeah, and remember, too, I mean, this is a guy, you know, San Francisco, here comes Colin Kaepernick. Kansas City, here comes Patrick Mahomes. And he goes to Washington, and boy, they draft Dwayne Haskins. Like, even when he comes back, if he ever comes back, it's like, oh, I got a new, yeah, I got time, another guy.
Time to, grab the coach's playbook, Alex.
Yeah, I'm just going to, all right, there's another young kid that's breathing down my neck that I got to deal with now as I try to continue along with this crazy career. God, it really is a what have you done for me lately kind of league, isn't it? Alex Smith. All right, again, Dave Preston, WTOP in Washington, is going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes, and we'll get his take on the Redskins as we continue daily previews as we continue along on SB Nation AM.
This is Mike Herzing, Let's Talk Wheels, an automotive tip brought to you by the great folks at Jeep. I have heard it 100 times. One of the best days of your life is when you buy your boat, and the next best day is when you sell your boat. For most of us that have boats or jet skis, we use them a lot the first year and then less and less every year after. Isn't that how it always works? Life gets in the way. And then when you do get time to get to the water, the battery is dead or almost dead. Here's a tip for those of you that don't want to replace $100 batteries every year. Get a good battery maintainer and use it. The key word is a good one, not a cheapie. A good battery maintainer or trickle charger will turn itself off, and the cheap ones don't. They damage the battery. This way, at least your toys are ready to use when you can get there. And this goes for anything you have to store for the season, like an ATV or snowmobile, too. This is Mike Hurst from Let's Talk Wheels. We're brought to you by the great folks at Jeep. For more of my tips, go to the new letstalkwheels.com. That's the new letstalkwheels.com.
Some people spend the summer hiding from the heat, but not you. You spend your summers outside, exploring all of life's adventures, and there's only one way to make sure your summer lives up to that. Experience it in a Jeep SUV during the Summer of Jeep. Whether you're exploring your city in a Jeep Wrangler, the 2019 Motor Trend SUV of the Year, or scaling summits in a Jeep Cherokee with best-in-class 4x4 capability, maybe you'll spend summer finding the perfect view in a Jeep Compass with its available panoramic dual-pane sunroof. Or maybe you'll take an impromptu beach trip in a Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. For great deals on the best-selling SUV brand, visit your dealer during the Summer of Jeep. Based on Jeep Cherokee offering 2-speed power transfer unit, PTU, with rear locking axle, low range 4x4 capability, exclusive Jeep Select Terrain with 5 settings, auto snow, sand, mud, rock, sport, Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards in its lifetime than any other SUV. Based on total 2018 SUV sales in the Ward's light vehicle segment, Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Hey, summer's heat can be draining on your vehicle's batteries. Rising temperature can cause battery fluids to evaporate. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts now and have your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact superstar battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. So, again, we're previewing the Redskins. Tomorrow, the Eagles. And we also have a very good throwback Thursday that I'm not going to give away. So that should be a good time tomorrow. Should be good. Have we decided next week where we're venturing off to? AFC North?
Well, probably AFC North, so we can get your neighbor on.
I can't wait.
That's the only thing that needs to happen. I think you need to go over there with a little recorder and
Interview him about the upcoming season.
Yeah.
God.
Because I'm curious, how excited are Browns fans right now?
He's obviously excited that he's not embarrassed to put a flag outside his house.
First time ever, right?
Right?
I mean, when was the last time a Brown fan was excited about being a Browns fan?
Right. His wife probably got him that for Christmas like 3 or 4 years ago. And she's like, honey, why don't you win the thing I got you? And he's like, oh, yeah, I gotta do that. You know, it's just the pole is just hard. I gotta fix that, and I gotta get a new one.
That holder looks a little shoddy.
I gotta screw that in.
I don't want to fall over.
And then the next year, what happened to that flag? Oh, I gotta fix it. There's something wrong with it. Yeah, and now this year he's like, yeah, woohoo, Baker Mayfield, baby.
Honey,
Odell Beckham.
Why did you only get me one of these?
Yeah, where's the 10 of them I wanted?
Line the yard.
That's right. Goodness gracious. I have a terrible towel that I go to when I go to the pool.
So wait. It's like what?
So I have a terrible towel. Like
so
a big
you have,
towel.
You have a
like
gigantic
a beach towel.
That's yeah. That's a terrible towel.
Exactly.
So one that you really can't wave above your head.
No.
Unless you want to take people out.
So I'm thinking I could take the kids to the pool later this afternoon. And I can just see if he's around and just have it out.
Yeah. If you see him in the front yard, you tie it around your neck like a cape.
Yeah. I don't want to be too obvious. That's the whole thing. Like, I don't want to be like, I saw your Browns flag and I raised you a Steelers flag. Like, I don't want to be like that. No, I want to be like, hey, man, hey, neighbor. And I'm wearing some Steelers item.
Is the pool in walking distance?
No.
Okay. Well, that's because I say you.
It's like a mile. It is walking distance. I'm just too lazy. It's like a mile up the road.
Yeah, but you know what? You don't have AC, so
I don't have AC, so I get to drive everywhere.
Hot.
I ain't leaving. I'm not walking anywhere. I'm losing weight every minute I'm in that house.
You're taking the long road to the pool, so you can enjoy that AC. Make sure that thing cranks down a little bit more.
That's what we did last night, driving around town. My wife was like, oh, just stay in the car. Let's just drive around forever.
Let's go look at Christmas lights, kids. I know it's July.
So depressing. So depressing when we finally went home and we opened the door and we were like, oh, God, this sucks.
There's nothing worse.
Can't deal
nothing
with this.
Nothing worse. Because it's not only you get hit by that blanket of heat, that wall of heat, but then you walk into and it's a smell.
It's a stale air. It's not circulating.
Yeah, you got
the
Desiree funk in the house right now.
I know, exactly. It's awful. Every one of us is disgusted by this. Stupid. You know what, though? This is such a first world problem.
Oh, totally.
I mean, totally first world. Totally. I'm complaining that I'm not comfortable in my house. I'm like, oh. I can almost hear half of you out there going, I grew up in a house with zero AC. I didn't even know what air conditioning was.
Got a roof over your head?
You know what? Chuck Klosterman has a really – the writer Chuck Klosterman is really – he was in an interview. And they asked him, they said, if you could have dinner with anybody alive or dead, who would it be? And he started listing some authors. He goes, this is a really tricky question. He goes, because if I brought back somebody from the dead and brought them to a restaurant, they would not stop talking about the air conditioning. And I thought when you pause for a second, he's right. Like, let's say you got like Edgar Allan Poe and you're like, I want to have dinner. He would be at the steakhouse going, I can't believe how comfortable this is. What are you talking about? You mean to tell me all your buildings are like that? You'd be like, well, no, tell me about your influence. No, I want to talk about how cold it is. This is insane. It's 90 degrees outside and it's like, this is amazing.
What month is it?
What are you talking about? I have to wear a jacket in here. This is unreal. And you're like, this is such a first world problem.
Well, that's always been my thing too. Like when I think back to people in the old West, especially, you know, since I live in Texas, I mean, I've lived in Arizona and California, I've lived in hot places. And when I think about people, you think about the movie Tombstone and they're walking around in Tombstone, Arizona, and they're wearing full on wool black suits.
Oh yeah.
I have no idea how they're alive.
I don't either.
How they just didn't drop dead of a heat stroke. You know why people were dying when they were 30 and 40? It was nothing but a heat stroke.
It's got to be. I said that last night. I said, listen, don't be surprised if one night I've passed out from this. My wife goes, you're not going to pass out. I go, I don't know about that.
You don't know that.
It's like I totally could.
You know, one of the big things, the life expectancy has been on the rise. Why? Because of AC.
Yep. That's
right. The only reason
why. That's right. It's unbelievable.
That is absolutely right. I mean, how fascinating would it be to go back and, like, say, get George Washington, who had to wear that wool wig, that fake wig that probably just made his head sweat all
exactly.
the time.
Exactly. And then you bring him into a place.
Bring him into a place where there's AC.
He's like, good God, what is this witchcraft?
And then
what are you talking about?
And then you hand him an ice cold drink with ice cubes.
I know. That's the other thing, right? They would not. You couldn't get. You would
be like,
want,
what
you
are these
would
strange
think,
rocks you put in here?
You would think if you could bring back these people from the dead, you would get all of this great wisdom and information from the ages. And they would not stop talking about the ice cubes. They'd be like, what is that? What are you talking about? What did you do? It's available now. It's not wintertime. You didn't have to chip it from something outside. What are you talking
didn't
about?
Have to wait. And it's speaking like, no, of we this, have this, why is it clear?
Yeah. Why is it clear as rain?
What is this devil water you're giving me?
You would literally be spending the whole time at dinner going, can we please seriously move on past the technology of today that you're totally unfamiliar with?
Then he looks over his shoulder. Why is that guy talking in his hand?
Exactly. And then you'd break out your phone. You'd be like, okay, I believe in. They wouldn't handle it. We can handle going back in the past, but the future is
too
crazy.
Yeah, we know they don't have anything. Yeah,
the future is too insane.
Could we handle going into the future? We have an idea of what the future would be.
No, we
but
probably
how disappointed
minds.
Would we be if we went 30 years in the future? Like, you still haven't found a way to fly cars yet?
Yeah, no kidding. That would be our problems. That's
the
only
reason why I'm staying around.
You see, here's the deal. Again, you take a guy from the past, you bring him into this modern age, he'd be overly fascinated with the technology. But every time we think about projecting ourselves in the future, it's always some dystopian, robot-filled world where the humans are living in the crevices of rocks, barely surviving, trying to get the resistance together. That's the way we always envision the future. It's never awesome. It's never like what George Washington would think about air conditioning. It's never like that. Like, it's never like, oh my God, surgery without any sort of scalpel? That's incredible. How in the world do you do that?
That's why we had hope with Back to the Future 2. Because the only thing it really did is like, hey, you know what? We have flying cars. We got holographic sharks come to bite you. We got a pizza that's the size of a quarter that blows up into the size of an extra large pizza. Who doesn't want that?
That's right. That's right. All right, Dave Preston, WTOP on the Redskins and their quarterback dilemma plus more. I mean, Trent Williams is holding out. SB Nation AM.
This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us, SB Nation AM. Some breaking news. Michael Thomas of the Saints has reportedly agreed, to a five-year deal worth $100 million. He's now, if that is accurate, the highest-paid wide receiver in the NFL. Julio Jones and the Falcons, tick, 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 tick. You're now on the clock to get your deal done. All right, Dave Preston, WTOP, joins us, a good friend of mine, and we're going to talk some Redskins as we continue our daily previews. Progressive Insurance Hotline is where we go for Dave Preston. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well. It's not a sweatbox where I am, which is good. Surprising.
That is really good.
The city was built on a swamp. You know, we lost a president to heat stroke. Was it Zachary Taylor way back when? Some think it was arsenic. I think it was just bad milk and cherries.
Yeah, that's probably true. All right, Redskins last year, 6-3 before the Alex Smith injury. Then they go 7-9 the rest of the way. Kind of expect that if you lose your quarterback. But is this really, Dave, a three-way battle for that quarterback position between Keenum, McCoy, and Haskins? How are they looking at that position in camp?
I think they're looking at it as Dwayne Haskins is the quarterback of the future. Obviously, he's their franchise guy moving forward. But will he be ready to start opening day? Is he, just because you're the quarterback of the future doesn't mean you're the quarterback of the present. And that's why they brought in Case Keenum. He's an insurance policy. Before they even drafted Haskins, they had him in as a potential placeholder, perhaps a bridge to next year when they thought maybe they'd be able to get a premier franchise quarterback. Colt McCoy has been a kid. He's been plucky. The coaches love him. He tries and does real well in practice. But every time he's given a starting opportunity, he's been hurt during his career. And when he has been hurt, he's been okay. It's in stretches. He had that one Monday night win against Dallas way back when, but he really hasn't been that good. So I don't think they're expecting. I think the proper order of battle is Case Keenum probably starts the opener, then maybe he gets replaced via ineffectiveness in that early stretch, because they have an early season gauntlet where their first 5 to 7 games, you do not want to put a rookie quarterback in there. They play the Bears at one stretch. They play the Cowboys early. They play the New England Patriots within the first month. Do you think you want to send Dwayne Haskins in against up against whatever Bill Belichick can cook up? Probably not. Once you get past that first 5 to 7 game window, where the schedule is really difficult, if, say, you're 2-5, maybe that's when you start Dwayne Haskins against Miami or somebody along those lines. So I think the plan is in place for, I think, each of these guys will start at least 1 to 2 games this year. Perhaps McCoy starts some games on the back end. Say Haskins plays for 3 or 4 games and they realize, okay, this guy needs a mental break, and they throw Colton, and then he gets hurt 6 quarters in or something like that. I think you're going to see all 3 of these guys play. I think eventually the job is going to be Dwayne Haskins moving forward. Case Keenum probably leaves at the end of the year.
If we use the analogy and the old cliche, keys to the car, I mean, is it possible that the keys to the car, the Redskins, is decent enough that a rookie just can't drive it?
Oh, it's this team has a. What's amazing about the Skins in the last, I guess, 5 to 7 years is that the focus on the quarterback has been such that it kind of takes the spotlight away from everything else and the other issues that they have right now. Trent Williams remains unsigned. If he doesn't come back, my goodness, yes, they're bringing in Donald Penn, who's made the Pro Bowl, but he's 36. They don't have a great team where a quarterback can be the difference maker at this time. Adrian Peterson is coming off a really good year, but he has a lot of tread on the tires. Darius Geis has not been able to stay healthy. The receiving core is pretty much nondescript. So do you want keys to this car?
Right.
this is going to be a team that's going to develop together. Defensively, they have made strides, and they should be much better. Montez Sweat should be a bit of a difference maker defensively. This is a team that should be better defensively, but I think last year, they finished 7-9. Were they a good 6-3 team when Alex Smith got hurt? Not necessarily, because the NFL is such a snapshot league where sometimes a record isn't the true indicator of how good a team is, unlike Baseball, where it's either there's more resolution because there's 162 pixels. Football, it's just 16 pixels, and sometimes you catch a good team on a bad day or a bad team on a good day. And I think this team has a long way to go. And Haskins, if he does get to start in that first stretch, it could be disastrous for this kid. We've seen so many quarterbacks come to Washington and just get flushed out. I'm talking about Patrick Ramsey way back when. I'm talking about Jason Campbell, who didn't have the right apparatus around him to be successful. Even Robert Griffin III, after some early success, pretty much regressed every single year.
Let's get to Trent Williams. Are they close to, you talk about offensive linemen, and here's Trent Williams wanting a new deal. Are they close? Or are the Redskins looking and saying, if I give him a deal, I'm working on another deal, and I got to work on another deal?
I think you're absolutely right. Ryan Kerrigan's going to want a new deal, and Ryan Kerrigan's been healthier. I think when you look at Trent Williams, is he their best offensive lineman? Yes. But the fact that he's their best lineman isn't mutually exclusive from the fact that he's an aging lineman. He has not played a full season, whether it's been injury or suspension, since, I think, 2013. So, I mean, here's a guy who, okay, yes, you're going to pay him, but in effect, you're already paying him. You've already given him a raise because you're really not paying him for 16 games. You're paying him for the 12 games that he's going to be healthy in.
Yeah.
And I think that and there's also reports that he is reportedly done with management, and we don't know if that's just him maneuvering to get out of Dodge because maybe he sees, okay, this team, even with a decent quarterback situation, this is not a playoff team. I'm getting older. I want a Super Bowl run. I've made a ton of money already, I'm tired of playing for the Redskins. Maybe that's the case. Maybe there's burgundy and gold fatigue.
We talk about Jason Garrett about this in our Cowboys preview yesterday. It feels like Garrett has been on the hot seat forever. I can make that same argument about Jay Gruden. I just feel like all the time we're hearing about Jay Gruden's job security, Jay Gruden's job security. He's been there, it feels like, forever. Where does he stand with the organization? Is this the make or break year that we've been hearing about for a lot of years in the past?
It feels like it should be. Now, last year felt like a make-or-break year, but there were so many injuries, Alex Smith in particular, that he was given a semi, not a free pass, but he was given a semi-pass the year before. Again, tons of injuries. So it felt that 2 years ago it should have been the make-or-break year, but he's better than whatever other moves they could make as head coach. And for the first time ever, Dan Snyder, the owner, and Bruce is a little bit not quick on the trigger, and maybe it's the owner's maturity that he's going to let this thing ride out, play out. But right now, Gruden at least has a quarterback that he drafted, and most of this roster, with a few rare exceptions, and the exceptions are guys who have actually played their way to stay on this roster, like a Ryan Kerrigan and Trent Williams. Most of these guys are players that he's either, if he hasn't handpicked them, he's at least been in the room when they've been drafted. So you look at where this franchise is, back-to-back 7-9 seasons. Before that, they were just an interception away from making the playoffs. Sadly, this is as good as things have gotten for the Redskins in the last 20 years, for the most part. They haven't won 11 games in a season since 1991. That is forever times two ago.
Yeah.
They haven't won a playoff game since 2005. There are kids. There was a stretch when I moved to the area where everybody said, oh, this is just maybe a 7 or 8 year hiccup from the glory days of when the Skins were great from 1970 to 1990. Now there are little good hiccups amongst this stretch of just not being relevant, not being a contender, not being able to now sell out your stadium. And you look at Jay Gruden as a guy who has presided over the last 5 years now. That's just amazing for a franchise that has spit out coaches every 2, 3, or 4 years in the last 20 years.
When we talk about players signing with teams, and sometimes we say a team overpaid, but I always say if you need a guy badly, you don't overpay. You just get the guy. In that case, Landon Collins, did they overpay, or because Swearinger left, Is this a situation where the Redskins had to overpay?
I think this is a case where yes, they had to cough up some money, and they got a young guy. They have a guy who's been a Pro Bowler, a guy who will fit into this system, a guy who for at least 2 days of the year two of your 16 games will be extremely motivated to prove that he's worth every cent that you spent on him, and you can't discount that. Guy's going up against former teams. He's also familiar with the division. He's from the Giants, so I think it was a good move. Was it a great move? No, but in the NFL now, there are so many bad contracts that going into it. But again, you just make it. It's like choosing off the stadium menu. It's like, are you really getting value for the $8.50 nachos? No, but do you want the $9 hot dog? No, do you want the $20? Chicken Philly sandwich. I think they wound up getting good value. And I think you can't look at a lot of these signings as dollars and cents. You have to look at them as production over the dollars and cents.
Hey, real curious, the Skins, their training camp is in Richmond, right, Virginia?
Yes, it is.
Is that at a college? Because we were just talking about A.J. Green working out in Dayton. Do they work out at a college, or do they have their own place?
No. It's some sponsor, Bon Secours. I want to say you may very well be enjoying some pharmaceuticals from them this morning. I don't know, but they wound up getting a sweetheart deal there. I think it was 2014 or 2015. I think the deal's going to be wrapping up, if not, I think maybe this year or next, or if not that, the year after. Then I think they're going to move it back in-house. They were able to get the state, or the Commonwealth of Virginia, as they like to call it, coughed up a ton of money. It was a good move for the first year or two because you had a lot of people living down there who didn't get a chance to see the Skins because the Skins fan base traditionally was the entire, the old South. But because there were no teams before the Panthers, before the Falcons, there are still pockets of Skins fans all over there. Virginia, if you go deep into Virginia, there's still a big fan base. And back in the day, they'd come up to RFK or FedEx for their one or two games a year. That fan base has had a chance to see this team in the heat. It's not cold there in Richmond at this time, and so practice has really been kind of last year was really not an exciting time. The crowds were not ideal, so who knows if they're going to stay after this, but it's been nice, I guess, to embrace their fan base down in Richmond the last few years, and the food is great there too.
I always remember you and I going to Rhode Island, all the way to Rhode Island for Patriots camp. Back
in
the 90s.
It was in like Bryant.
It was like Bryant College. Like that. Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah. If you thought getting to Foxborough from Manchester, New Hampshire was a pain, tack on 20 more minutes. Great.
That's a good. Dave, always good talking to you, my friend. Good stuff on the Skins. We'll catch up with you during the season, my man. Appreciate it.
Thanks again, Tony.
You got it. Dave Preston, WTOP. God, going to Foxborough. People don't get it. Until you've been to Foxborough, it is really amazing how much of a one road town that is. And it has an NFL team, and not only an NFL team, now the greatest NFL team in the history of the league. And it really is one road in, one road back out. It's crazy. Oh my God. It's like 30 minutes from Boston too. It's like take your town, take your city, like Houston, find a place like 30 minutes away in like this small sort of suburban type of area, and then put the NFL team there. And that's basically how it would be. Any city, any city that's like that. You just go like to some place where it's like, just a bunch of restaurants, just a something off the exit, and put an NFL team there, make it their headquarters. It's SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
And on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, Ron with two N's, Big Mac on Twitter. How about taking an old timer for a ride in your air conditioned car cruising at 75, smooth as glass. Yeah, we were just talking. Yeah, that's right. Like you brought somebody back from the dead and you took them in your car for 75 miles an hour in an air conditioning car. They would just flip out. They would
or
just
even,
they
or
would
even
lose
if you
it.
Did a convertible.
They'd probably vomit.
They'd be used to a convertible. Oh, I'm sure.
They'd probably vomit. I've never been this fast before. Are you kidding me? Slow down. The horses don't go this fast. That's awesome. It's awesome. This is why time travel is a fallacy. Like I said, you think you'd get these, you know, you'd go back in time and you'd be like you'd be on a wagon train. Like, oh, I want to experience like pioneering in the old West. And you go 10 miles a day. And you'd be like, this is insane. I can't handle this. I need to go faster. Why can't we go faster than this? Oh, no, we take our dear sweet time. It takes us 6 months to cross this ocean of land.
Just sweating in that wool suit.
Yeah, sweating in the wool suit.
Because you can't do it in the wintertime because people die.
Michael on Twitter, speaking of Foxborough, in the summer, it's like Death Valley, while in the winter, it feels like Siberia. That's true. I've been there both times. It's
really
cold.
You guys are embellishing a little bit.
Foxborough's
that bad.
Foxborough's, again, it's just a weird, it's such a weird place for an NFL team. But it's cool. I mean, it's like I said, it's one road in. Now, I haven't been there in years, and they may have expanded it. But when I used to go, you'd get off that exit, and it'd be traffic lights all the way to that stadium. You mean driving down that road, looking for parking. And then when you get out, all the way back to the turnpike. One road in, one road out, and an NFL team in the middle. SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM.